And John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
The death of Ian Bailey continues to dominate the front pages. Gardaí are still preparing a prosecution file against him for the murder of Sophie Tuscan de Plantier in 1996, Michael O'Toole writes in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. And both papers lead with reports that Gardaí have said Bailey is their only suspect. The Irish Sun focuses on the dead woman's son, Pierre-Louis Baudet-Vigneault, who said the case must be kept open in spite of Bailey's death. And indeed, the Irish Times reports that the Garda investigation into the murder will still result in a file being sent to the Director of Public Prosecutions. Sources are quoted as saying that the DPP would still review the file and decide on whether charges would have been pursued if Mr. Bailey, who died of a suspected heart attack last weekend, was still alive. In the Irish Independent, Senan Maloney reports that the case may yet be solved thanks to a potential breakthrough in forensic evidence. He says an American DNA pioneer has been in touch with Gardaí about his transformative vacuum tool, which can lift long-buried particles from porous rocks and blocks. Another potential breakthrough is highlighted in the Irish Daily Mail's lead story. Kate Pickles writes that a simple blood test, already commercially available, can detect Alzheimer's disease up to 15 years before symptoms begin. It is set to make Alzheimer's as easy to detect as conditions such as high cholesterol, she says. The Independent leads with a report that grocery shops and pharmacies will have to accept cash as part of a new government plan to keep physical money in the economy. The Times reports that the care worker who was stabbed outside a Gael's skull on Parnell Square in Dublin last November has been discharged from hospital. The woman from Dublin used her body as a shield in an attempt to protect children who were being attacked by a man wielding a knife, the paper says. There are many front page pictures of the damage done by Storm Isha to a number of trees at the famous Dark Hedges site in County Antrim. The Irish News has a picture of the scene of a crash in Limavady, County Derry, in which a man in his 60s was killed after the van he was driving struck a fallen tree. The Examiner, in an editorial, speaks of cracks emerging in Israel's cabinet over its handling of the hostage crisis and the war in Gaza. The writer says those cracks might just be signs that the hitherto not-for-turning administration of Benjamin Netanyahu is facing its own moment of truth. A letter writer in The Independent today disagrees with the writer of a letter yesterday, who said that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were too old to be running for high political office in the United States. Dominic Shelmerdine of London comments that Eamon de Valera retired as President of Ireland age 90 after 14 years of as head of state. Michael D. Higgins is 82 years old. One man did a fine job and the other is doing a fine job, says the writer.
John, thank you.